Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unnecessary Noise. I am, of course, your host, TJ Tulloch, and this is another one of those chill vibes that I was able to make with the beautiful, the very lovely OPZ. OPZ? OPZ. OPZ? OPZ. Oh, wait. Teenage Engineering. They make music fun, and I will tout them, I don't know, till the day I die, because I don't know what they're going to create. Maybe they die out, but definitely has made it a lot more accessible by making it fun. Making music production fun. You know, you just touch a couple buttons, and next thing you know, you got a little sequence. You can microphone with this. I can control lights with the LPC. This isn't what I wanted to talk about, but I again, you get caught up. I'm human. It happens. But I'm doing my Thursday rant a little early because, well, I'm doing it late at night on a Wednesday night, but I'm doing it early for Thursday because I want my Thursday podcast to sound okay. And I have a feeling I'm going to, if I don't do it tonight, I will not do it. And I'm really trying to have like one podcast a day, you know, so it's nice to maybe have one bullet in the chamber. And if I do get to doing it tomorrow, yes, great, phenomenal, that's awesome. Maybe we'll do a bonus. I don't even know if it'll be a bonus. Maybe I'll just release it Friday. Maybe I should be doing these a day ahead of time. But that's not fun because then it's no longer live. Not that any of these things need to be time-stamped, because a lot of this stuff is just perennial, really scary thoughts that I have, just topics that I constantly think about. So, for better or for worse. Like, for example, this music that I have in the background, do I keep playing it? Should I keep the energy going? You know, it's not like anybody's gonna charge me for this. It's not like this is just a generated, like, made up track that I made. It just sounded weird to me. But I don't know if it, I don't know if it adds to anything or if it's kind of taking away. It's got a nice little vibe to it. I can just do. Yeah. But again, I also think I'm so biased because I think anything that I've done on this thing just suddenly sounds pro compared to anything else that I've done because I'm an acoustic guitar guy. So now this sounds like. No. But anyways, again, Teenage Engineering, one of my favorite. I'll keep it up a little bit while I'm talking about them. One of my favorite brands to just make music with. Now, they're like the, I think they're like a Swedish company or Danish. I don't know. They're from like they're a European company, and they've created like the OP1 and the OPZ. And I've talked about it before on my podcast, and I've even sampled a lot of this stuff. But I'm telling you, best for making it accessible. Yeah, it's a little more expensive. Yeah, I'm sure there are things like the Novation. They have different groove boxes out there. But if you can pick up one of these things, they're portable. That's the thing. If you can get something that's portable and you can play around with, then it changes the way you make music. Because you want a fiddle. And that's one of the cool things about Teenage Engineering. They get the art of the fiddle. And I'm not talking about the instrument. I'm talking about the fact that you want to just tinker. You want to pick at, you know? That's me. That's what I want to do. I want to just kind of like, oh, you know, maybe I'll just, you know, maybe I'll just see how this sounds. And it the whole weird shapes of these things make me want to toy around and explore it. So there are fun little things. Like, you know, they partnered with Capcom. So you're going to make like Street Fighter and Mega Man. And I'm not even sponsored by these guys, but I just like the way they sound, you know. You make beats. Anyway, yeah, that's my little rant. If you're gonna go make music, I'm not a DJ, as you know, clearly displayed by my music prowess with the beat making. I'm not even calling it the right thing. Beat making, music production. But it does sound nice. Comparatively. And it's just funny, just even thinking about the way technology's gone from the fact that, you know, most of the time back in my day, when I graduated, like, the guitar was the most portable thing you could have. Take the guitar, go to the beach. Take the guitar, go camping. Now it's definitely a rarity. I don't think anybody's playing the guitar nearly as much anymore. I don't think are people even playing instruments? You know, you might see the one, and you might see the one dad that's out there at the beach. You know, he's sitting back, he's kicking, got a couple kids playing, just maybe he's gone camping. I don't think I've ever seen anyone just kind of pull out the old six string at the lake lately. You know, not for a day hike. This is camping. Now it's definitely campfire material. But you know, back in the day, you used to go back, you used to chill out on the beach, take the guitar out. It was nice. It was a different vibe. But everyone's got their little pocket beats. You know, and as far as my guitar playing goes, I'm decent, but I'm not amazing. I can play chords, and I can do a couple little solos. You know, usually there's a flub or two in there, but you get the idea of the song. And that's the point of it. I'm a great campfire guitarist in that I can play the songs that you can sing to. I can sing and play at the same time. I'm not going to play it perfectly. It's going to be sloppy. You'd never want to lay it down on a track. But you get the strum. And that was the thing. When you bring the guitar out at a party. And I mean, maybe it's just because I've been in a pandemic so long that we haven't actually had people bring guitars out to parties, you know? Like, it's just been one of those things that just hasn't happened, you know? So, it's been a while. So, like, you know, you'd have these different types of guitar players. Like you said, you got me. I get the idea that a lot of it's a performance, you know, it's combination of, especially campfire guitar, it's the combination of the guy singing, the people around you rocking out too, and singing along with you, and strumming the guitar, and then you get a couple little movements in there, then you get like the one guy saying, oh yeah, how long have you been playing for? They start asking you questions. You know, if you're the guy that's brought out the guitar, they'll just start asking you questions, maybe like holding their hands together, just like kind of rubbing their hands a little bit, just like, oh yeah, I play a little bit. Yeah, I play. You've just done your set or a couple big songs. And then they try and upstage you. There's always somebody in the group that knows how to play guitar. So, you might mind if I just have a look at that? I got a couple things at home. Then they'll play their one song. Maybe it's a Counting Crows song. Or, you know, or they'll have like one lick, one riff that they really know that they can play that introduces, that, you know, that just kind of like shows they know how to play the guitar really well. And you know, a lot of them know how to solo better than me. But they're they're fiddling. They don't have the theatrics. And that was the problem. That's why you go to these live concerts. You know, the best bands know how to put on a show. You know, that's why you want to see Angus Young kind of hop across the stage. You know, you want to see Mick Jagger do the gyrating. Heck, this goes back to like Chuck Berry and Elvis. You know, the pelvis shake. You know, it's performance. It's performance art, you know? Yeah, you like the track. But, you know, you go to the concert, you see the person live, it's a completely different experience. If I wanted to listen to the music, I'd go to iTunes. You know, but I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. You know, bringing the guitar out. That's how old I feel. Like I said, even just looking at certain technology like 10 years ago, You know, I was watching a show called Party Down, one of the funniest underrated shows ever. Only lasted 2 seasons. Great cast. You'll recognize like most of them. Okay, like you got the guy from Silicon Valley and Freaks and Geeks. He's in it. What's the other guy? The bad guy from Step Brothers ended up doing stuff on Parks and Rec. Like, there are guys I don't name. And then Jane Lynch and Megan Mullally. For some reason, those are the two names that I come up with when I watch that show. But these guys, like, they've done everything. So, but again, getting back to my point, that the Party Down, it happened, I think it was like 2009 to 2010, or maybe 2010, 2011. It was like two seasons, then Jane Lynch ended up going to do Glee. And what ended up, I'm just watching the show, it's on Crave, and I'm looking at it, and the guy in it is just kind of holding his iPod and listening to music. And it made me stop and think, because I just, when's the last time you dumped actual MP3s onto an iPod? Like, we don't have iPods anymore, do we? They're like either like mini iPads or they're iPhones. Like, that technology is very specific to maybe a 5 to 7 year period in our world. You know, we don't even have, most of us don't even have like wired headphones anymore. You know, everything's wireless now. You know, you remember when people would have that big Walkman patch on their arm? You know, the big fat one, they'd stick. Some people had the Discman. I remember having a Discman. You know, and it was really exciting when you had anti-skip disc. I remember I didn't have anti-skip disc on my first Discman, but I would walk, like, and I didn't even have anything to plug it into. Like, it was a portable Panasonic. My Grammatolic that gave it to me. Anyways, didn't have anti-shock, didn't have anti-skip, but I would walk like I had a peg leg. Just because I didn't want it to skip, and I would do my paper route. So, you know, it was like I looked like Long John Silver when I was doing it. Again, these are technologies that are like 5 to 10 year lasting fads. And it makes me wonder, what type of fads were there back in the day? Like, what was the trend for like maybe 5 or 10 years, you know, back in like the 1700s? And you're like, well, that's totally gone. Or like the Roman times, you know? Hey, man, he's still wearing that tunic? Dude, you remember when they had those, like, swords that were, I don't know, that had, like, that were square? Remember when swords weren't sharp and we were using clubs? I don't know. What was that a thing? I'm not an archaeologist, but what were the fads? I guess different types of, you remember when we used, like, I don't know, square pots instead of round pots? But that's more fashion. I'm talking about, like, actual technology. Like, I'm having a conversation with myself while I'm doing this. But yeah, anyways, it just made you think. Made me think. Didn't make you think. You know what else made me think? I saw this came across my Twitter, and this is a complete non sequitur to what we've previously been talking about, but I wanted to address this anyways. The CIA, and I know it's even just me saying that out loud, suddenly I'm on several watch groups. CIA has a Twitter account. And I know the FBI does. I've never knew the CIA had a Twitter account. And the reason I know this is because Vice just did an article on the CIA having a Twitter account. And I didn't really read the article. Full disclosure, I thumbed through it. I think I got the gist. I don't know if I'm going to follow the CIA. It says, CIA. Wow, I totally yawned there. The CIA, the nation's first line of defense. We accomplish what others cannot accomplish and go where no others cannot go. And then this is where I disagree with it. It has 3 people on their header. They have the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency logo, and then they have 3 random people I don't know who these people are. Like, are they the CIA? Are they most wanted? They look like generic stock photo office people. I really hope they're not agents or anybody that works at the CIA, because those people are probably dead now. I'm just saying. You're just basically outing your agents. I wonder if the social media guy got fired. If that's the case, like, definitely they're looking for a new social media guy. Yeah, Tad, can we have a quick talk? Yeah, hey, what's up? What's up, boss? I saw that you just recently opened a Twitter account for the CIA for us. yeah, I did. Yeah, you like it? I really worked hard on it. I thought it was a good way to highlight some of our successes, and, you know, maybe highlight some of our age. Just get the word out there. You know, a lot of people have negative image about us. You know, like, we kind of topple countries and, you know, do things. Yeah, Todd. Yeah, okay. Well, I like your energy. I like that you're trying to change the way we look to the world. But here's the thing. You know, those three people that you put on the header? Yeah, like, let's get our agents out there. Let's put a friendly face on. They're dead. Oh. Yeah, pack your bags. You're going to Gitmo. I don't know. I don't know. Like, are these... They're not America's most wanted. Those aren't America's most wanted. Like, it looks like a bad CSI team. You know, and it's a verified account. Or is it? You know, it looks... We are Discover CIA, the new hit movie, hit TV show from Netflix. Netflix, NBC. Would NBC run it? I would be like, who would run a show called CIA? I want to feel like that is, it's almost CBS-y. You know, because they have the acronyms, like they have NCIS, CSI. Like, NBC would have a Law and Order. Like, it would be like, John's Intelligence Agency thing. I don't know. Either way, should the CIA have a Twitter? What do you guys think? I don't know. I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm looking through some of the tweets. But the whole point of the CIA is it's a secret. Like, you just don't know. It's kind of like Area 51. Why are we debunking the mystique? I guess this is all just stuff. Like, I'm looking at a lot of it. It's like, language opportunities, foreign language incentive program. Okay. I saw, like, they retweeted the New York Times about something. Would you be frightened? If you're the New York Times, are you frightened or excited that they're watching you? That somebody at the CIA knows what you're doing? Does that put a tinfoil hat? Like, this is conspiracy theorist now. Does that make you ultra paranoid? Like, whoa.
I don't know if I don't want to critique the CIA. I don't want to say anything. You know, just on the off chance that I'm walking down the street and big white van pulls up, bunch of guys in ski masks get out, toss me in there. An agent says we've got him on the radio. The package is being delivered.
Gitmo. Wind up a Gitmo. Well, that's, and again, like, even honoring the heroes of the CIA, we honor those, like, they, like, having a Twitter account and then highlighting certain agents. I don't know, where was it? Yeah. The whole point, isn't it the whole point that it's in secret? Because, you know, they have that wall of stars, and each star is supposedly like an agent, like one of their secret, like a secret operative that they've never revealed, but like died in honor of protecting, you know, the country. So, I don't know. The CSIS, like, Canada has another one. Canada's, like, combined their intelligence agency. You know, I think, and, you know, it's like one guy. Like, I live in Canada, so, I'm fascinated by CIA's surveillance. Does the KGB have one? Now I'm curious. KGB? No. KGB doesn't have one. I was looking for it. Tweet at the KGB. No. They're like... No, the KGB is social cat. Can you imagine? Putin's like... Putin sees the CIA has a Twitter account, and they're like, hey, we want a Twitter account. I have a terrible Putin. I'm not even going to try a Russian accent. But they're like, hey... Social cat won't give up at KGB, so they have to put the real KGB. No, seriously, we're the real KGB. Maybe Social Cat is the actual, like, Russian KGB. You know, I know that's not a thing anymore. It's, I guess KGB is that. I'm going like old Soviet Russia, maybe. It was, sorry. I don't know. Wow. That's so outdated of me. What is the current... I don't even know what the current KGB, like, equivalent of the KGB is. KGB, like... what is... Oh, versus CLA. Oh. No. It's CIA. Wow. What is the modern version of the KGB? We are going to find this out. Modern, like, is it the secret police? There's got to be an intelligent modern name. Oh, it's FSB. Okay, so. Wow. FSB. Nope, I don't think it is. It's the Financial Stability Board, which is based out of Basel, Switzerland. I don't know. You know what I would do? If I was the CIA, this is how you could use your Twitter for an advantage. You know, just totally mess with whoever you're trying to fight right now. You know, you're trying to get intelligence on. Because we all have Photoshop now. You know, maybe like set up some Instagram pics, like be like, hey, here with my bestie, do like a deep fake on some splinter cell that you're trying to infiltrate. You know, just have them like as an informant, like hanging out with one of your informants, maybe one of the people in that picture, that front picture that you've put on your header for your Twitter account. Put them in there. And you're like, hey, hanging out with bestie. Oh, exchanging information. Over mimosas. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag intelligence. I don't know. Just the awkward thing. Like, I want to know who's following the CIA. Who's following the CIA on there? Like, are there's like, you know, if you are one of these, like, crazy fringe splinter cell groups that are trying to like overthrow the United States government. Like, are you on there just in case someone has a bad day and tries to leak plans, hacks the CIA account? I don't know. I'm just asking these questions again. It all comes back to, why does the CIA have an account? Does CSIS have an account? CSIS Twitter. CSIS Twitter. Oh. Okay, you know what? Well, I mean, Canada's nice, though. This account is not monitored 24/7. Oh, yeah, eh? This account is not monitored 24/7, eh? Yeah, to report a non-immediate threat related to information, call, and they give you a number. Oh, yeah, eh? Hey, man. You know? Let's just give you some updates, eh? Our last one was April 12th, eh? You know?
No, biggie.
Just, of course the CSIS Twitter account is not monitored. Oh, yeah, you know? We gotta make sure those moose don't come down in from Manitoba, eh? I don't even know. Now I'm just being offensive to, like, other Canadians in a different part of the province. Oh, well. CSIS. I'm not going to let this go. I know I saw the FBI had a different version. Actually, I kind of like, I think that's kind of adorable. Just says, we don't care. We saw, like, basically, I'm pretty sure what Canada did. And it has a weird one. Like, Canada's has, like, their logo, like, the CSIS, what I'm assuming is the CSIS logo, but it's just, it looks like there's a bunch of, like, a top-down version of, like, I don't know, just, like, a row of swords that are standing vertical with, like, a weird crown at the, there's a crown at the top. It's a coat of arms, I guess. There's, like, a Canadian, there's, like, a maple leaf in it, and then Canada's, just the word Canada, which, by the way, our country's, like, as simple as that, like, Times New Roman Canada font is with the little Canadian flag over the A at the end, I still think it's one of the coolest ways to write a country's name. We look cool. Let's just say it's Canada. That's how we do. We've branded ourselves. Our country's name looks like an Adidas. Like, it was just up there with, like, a cool Adidas logo or anything like that. I don't care. Reebok. Nike. But yeah, then their header is something weird. I'm assuming it's like a building, or like clearly it's not monitored 24/7. I'm not even sure if they knew how to put up a header. Like, that might have been a pocket. Like, the guy who's running it, because clearly CSIS might even be just one guy walking around the street saying, hey, you hear anything new, eh? Anyone trying to cause some trouble over here in Canada, eh? What's you just flew in from BC, eh? You got any stories? What's happening over there in Tofino? Oh yeah, hey, how them? Yeah, any news on who the Leafs are picking up for the next year? I don't know. I got nothing. How about them playoffs? My Canadian, I have the worst Canadian accent. Man, anyways, CSIS is literally one guy. And it might even be his initials, like Constable Sam Ichabod Smith of Canada. CSIS, one guy. I like that Twitter account. Maybe they do you think they just saw, like, I'm pretty sure they may have just saw, like, the CIA and been like, yeah, okay. Setting the tone again, eh? Or maybe the CIA was like, you know, because they're buddies. Like, no, you guys gotta have a Twitter account. Come on, we're gonna look like a-holes. We're the only ones that don't have, like, a Twitter account? Come on, man. So he's like, hey, bud. I got things to do. I can't take care of this thing 24/7. Like, no, it's fun. Twitter's really fun. It's like this, that buddy that convinced you that Twitter was a good idea. You know, oh no, it's good. It's, hey, buddy, I can't monitor this thing 24/7. I have a whole country to watch. I'm only one guy. You know? They get it. They just hate it. They don't follow anybody. People randomly start following them because they're kind of popular. Anyway, that's it for me, guys. Once again, I'm going to bail out because I got things to do. But thanks for listening. Oh, is this thing? Oh. I got to figure out where I was going to bail out. Maybe I'm not going to. Oh, yeah, let's crank that. Once again, you've been listening to Unnecessary Noise. I've been your host, TJ Dalek. Moral of the story, if you are an intelligence agency that is supposedly secretive, maybe it's not a good idea to get an account on Twitter. Makes me wonder, though, too, before I dump out, because I want to know, did they have MySpace? When did they decide, like, hey, we need a social media presence? Like, a public social media presence. Is it also to take heat off maybe some of their agents? No, man. We're cool. Do they have a TikTok? Oh, could you imagine? what would a TikTok of the CIA look like? You know, just doing clapbacks? Here's how you topple governments in 3 easy steps. You know, and then just cuts? What is it? I don't know. I know the CIA does good. Here's how you wiretap someone. I don't know. Here's what the Patriot Act does. You can't see me, but I'm doing the robot every single time I do it. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, I'm going to dump out. You've been listening to Unnecessary Noise with TJ. I should use a fake name. TJ. Please, if you are listening to the CIA, I know I'm on several watch lists now. CSIS. I've heard good things. I hope whoever you're talking to is only saying nice things about me. CSIS. Should I say Constable Sis? Constable Sis. Because that's what I think it is. Commander? Captain? CSIS? No. It'd be Captain Sis. Because Sam Ichabod Smithdenson. It's like clearly this segment has gone on. Like I said, moral of the story, if you are a intelligence agency, maybe it's not the best idea to have social media presence. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe you're looking for recruits. But I thought that's how you guys got them. You were all secretive. I don't know. You'd think the CIA had enough exposure. I'm supposed to be leaving. I can't stop talking about this. Like I said, CSIS, I even understand. Because, of course, CSIS, like, hey, oi. I might need a little more people to come talk to me. I don't know. I'm dumping out. I keep saying I'm going to dump out of this, but I swear I'm going to do it now. You've been listening to Unnecessary Noise with TJ Tulloch. And have a great day.